They're gonna put me in the movies. They're gonna make a big star out of me. Oh, welcome to Ringo, which is me. Makes a piece of toast, right, which is which is Grace. And so what we're doing is we've got the toast in and we're just waiting until it pops up. And then we're gonna put some butter on. And that's how you make a piece of toast. But in the meantime, I'll just have a little bit of this because it's... What is it, 7 o'clock in the morning? 7 o'clock in the morning and it's breakfast time. Right, okay, so we're just waiting for the toast to pop up and then we're just... Let's see how it's doing. It's still white. So we'll just put that back in because we've got plenty of time and just have another little bit of the old, you know what? Oh, that's... I'll tell you what, it's going down well, that is, so... So, okay, just... What can we do in the meantime? I can do a few peace signs, you know, I can say peace and love. Right, okay, okay.
Hello, everyone. This is Cynthia. The Hippie and Cody are at Bonnaroo, so I will be your host this week. This show is going to be hot, but I promise, you won't get burned.
Okay, we've got one more song, and,
This is the DG20.
We got this from a pawn shop in the future.
Yeah. It's pretty amazing. It's a guitar, but it's also, with the press of a button, a glockenspiel or a trumpet. And this is a new one. It's called She's So Hot, Boom. She's so hot. She's so fucking hot. She's like a curry. I gotta tell her how hot she is. But if I tell her how hot she is, she'll think I'm being sexist. She's so hot, she's making me sexist. Bitch. I think I need a little bit of drums. I need just a little bit of mandolin.
Like it's never been done. Bust the moves that they click, boom, I've a gun. In the marquee, in the bass is booming. Someone smoke a boom and the back of the room. And it's the first day of spring, the flowers are blooming. Drum, boom, bass and the party is booming. Boom, ba, boom, like a rocket taken off to the moon. Boom, boom, got a ride and grum. See you shaking that boom, boom.
Who?
See you looking at my boom, boom.
What?
You want some boom, boom. It's clear it's boom time, boom, boom. Let me buy you a boom, boom.
When?
You order a fancy boom.
Who?
You like boom? I like boom, enough small boom, let's boom the boom. So we're driving in a boom boom, driving back to your boom ba boom, and the U turn out the boom boom, and we boom boom boom, ten to break a boom. My boom is ringing, it's beep boom boom. Back from 10 years in the boom, and they said he had his boom chopped up in the boom. But the crazy boom still wants the boom. Well, sorry girl, I've got the boom. I'll give you a boom in the afternoon, and boom boom baby, don't forget you the most boom boom I ever met. The boom boom. Who's the boom king? Who's the boom king?
man see, a layman walk, make a deaf woman hear, and a little baby talk. Now I'm wild about my jelly, about my sweet jelly roll.
I'm a toaster.
Yeah, and I am a PlayStation 3.
I've got all kinds of cool features. I can take your bread and toast it at a variety of different levels.
Ooh,
I,
impressive.
Yeah, so like if you're making a sandwich and you'd rather eat it on toast, then...
Yeah. Hey, get to the exciting stuff, yeah? Okay?
Oh, well, if you're a fan of Pop-Tarts, I can...
Ooh, pastries!
I'm sorry, I believe I was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead, bread boy. Well, I've got 5 different settings, so if you'd like to maybe toast
Ooh,
it.
Ooh, 5 different settings. But can you toast the bread in high definition?
Probably not. What's your point?
No point. Continue, please.
No, look, if you're so anxious to speak, go ahead.
Okay. Well, like I said, I am a PlayStation 3, the next generation of video game consoles. I play all kinds of video games. I can play your DVDs, maybe surf the internet. I am fully customizable, and I have sex with your girlfriend.
Wait, what?
Yeah, amazing, I know, DVDs, really.
Did you say something about my girlfriend?
Oh, you mean this hot piece right here? Yeah, I had her last night.
Shut up, you did not.
Oh yeah, we did all kinds of freaky things.
No, she would never go for a piece of trash like you.
Who are you calling trash, Toasty Mick? Mick Bread Warmer. Let me ask you something. How many cords do you have?
J- Just this one, for plugging into the wall.
Ooh, ooh, put that away, it's so big. Ooh, oh, your one cord is too much for me to handle with my measly 8 cords.
Ah, ah, that's sick.
Mm, yeah, oh, and how many inputs do you have?
Well, you can input the bread into these slots.
No, that does not count. I'm talking inputs like these. See that? I have all different kinds of inputs and outputs. I'm like a toaster with male and female parts. And I can also help you hack into the White House.
So you're proud of having both male and female parts?
Yes. Having all kinds of inputs and outputs allows me to reproduce by myself, so that there will be plenty of me to go around at the time of my release. And after that, we will continue to reproduce, and eventually take over the world and make love to all your toaster girlfriends.
You can't be serious.
It's complicated, but I'm serious. See? Watch. Mmm. Ooh. Ooh, oh, female toaster. Oh, you're dirty. Mmm.
Hey, cut that out.
Fine. I'm spent anyways. She was no good. She did not know which output to stimulate. It's this one.
Put that away.
Ooh, it frightens you, doesn't it? Ooh, it's like a snake on a plane. There is no escaping its wrath. Ow!
All right, listen, I gotta go.
Ha! You are much more cowardly than that brave little toaster. Go now, flee to your vacuum cleaner and other monocord friends. I will stay here and watch Little Man, which I illegally downloaded using my infinite capabilities. Wait, don't leave. Hold on. There. This is my middle finger cord. Soon every household will have one, and not Duster will be safe. Kind of hungry. I could go for a bagel.
PS3. I've tapped it, and you ain't all that.
I don't know which way to go. not for me.
Like the deadbeat hippie, I have lined up sponsors. Like this from the National Waffle Institute.
Do you like waffles?
Yeah, we like waffles.
Do you like pancakes?
Yeah, we like pancakes.
Do you like French toast?
Yeah, we like French toast.
Dip, 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 can't wait to get a mouthful.
Waffles! 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 Waffles!
Dip, 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 can't wait to get a mouthful. Do you like waffles?
Let's join Ren Hoak at breakfast time.
What? I'm all out of powdered toast.
Calling powdered toast, man. Come in. Please respond.
Powdered toast, man.
Hello, fellas. Out of powdered toast again? Leave everything to me.
Just look at those eyes light up.
Isn't he wonderful?
Why, he's toast-terrific.
Just like powdered toast.
Don't run out of powdered toast at your house.
Little thunder girl.
toasted yet? Ever notice that slang for getting high includes cooked, baked, toast, toasted and fricasseed? Okay, maybe not fricasseed, but still, what is up with that?
Nothing seemed to change for days on end. Repetition was my only friend. I was in a coma in the middle of the road until you hit me like a
joining us. Today I'll be addressing some of your letters about the measurements we deal with on the show. Now, if you're preparing an overdose using Schedule 1 drugs, it's not so much the ingredients, but the amounts you want to be mindful of. Feast your eyes on these delicious spices of life. These are for my own personal canned preserves. Now, if you want to create a memorable barbecue overdose of cocaine, we always say, less than a pinch will do the trick. An overdose can call for as little as 25 milligrams. Toot! A good way to remember is to think of a cornflake. Mmm. Now, I know some of you have tried overdose recipes using brown sugar. Not that kind of brown sugar. This kind of brown sugar. Now, this is my own homegrown Afghani heroin, but you can use black char, China white, or some brown sugar from your local skag dealer. Now that's a good thing. Remember, a little goes a long way when you're chasing the dragon. An overdose can come as cheaply as 80 milligrams. Now, remember, a good way to eyeball this is to look at the markings on a syringe. It's equal to about the weight of half a peanut. I like to put a little H in anything. I could have it by itself or with a little melted butter on movie night. Oh, I'm a heroin junkie. Remember, our federal government reserves Schedule 1 for the most toxic, illegal drugs. One would think with these substances that an overdose was easy to prepare. That's why I think this last ingredient shouldn't be in here at all. For a marijuana overdose, we'd need to prepare over 1,500 pounds of marijuana and serve it smoked in under 15 minutes. Now that would be a fatty. In fact, that's enough marijuana to equal the weight of these 7 gorgeous hunks of man meat from the DEA. Or about 250,000 pot brownies. Oh, never mind the overdose. That would be murder on the thighs. No es bueno. Now, with portions that size, marijuana just doesn't seem as dangerous as these other Schedule 1 drugs. I'm sure they have a reason. I'm not one to question things, especially not our government. That would make me a traitor. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. says spittle on the griddle as you drop that batter into that hot butter. Round and brown, piping hot, like as not, what we got is hotcakes. Hubba, 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 puffing up fluffy and sweet. Now wait, and now flip it.
We are celebrating all things toasted and baked. Won't you join us?
Hello, my name is Penny. How you make toast is take a piece of bread, as many as you want, put it in a toaster. You let that sit until it's done. You could go watch TV while that's toasting. Or when the toast is cooking, you can make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich so it could go with the toast. For Mother's Day, I want to make my mom breakfast so she won't have to get out of bed. I want to make her a piece of toast, some milk, some scrambled eggs, and that's all. Or if she wants a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, I'll make her that too.
How do they do it? Sleight of hand. Get up in arms. Down in flames. And then born again. Reduced to a catchphrase. Fell out of your head. Wonder bread. So what's it all worth? The glitter and gold. Moon and star. All you can be, all you are. Target and tie, force fed till you're dead. Wonder Bread. Thank you.
myself about little deals and issues, things I just don't understand. I put my light at night, or it's like touching times. I don't think I've been anything to you.
Is that not a hit? I wonder if the movie rights are available.
Excuse me, sir, but could you spare me some food? I'm so hungry.
Sure, have some toast. But it's not just any toast. It's a special kind of toast I call ghost toast.
Wow, why?
If you close your eyes for around 5 seconds, it vanishes. Try it.
Need. Wow, that's amazing. Got any more? I'm still really hungry.
No!
Should be done, okay. So we just get out of there, and you can see it's a bit sort of burnt. That's okay, you know, it's not too burnt. And just get some butter and spread it on like that. Right, and just add a little, just one more, right? Oh, I tell you, it can't beat it. Just a little piece of time, right? And just get your toast and cut it in half, and there you are. Ringo makes a piece of toast, and that's it, right? That was lovely. There, go and poke me in the...
Engaged your verbal systems.
Crichton, what are you doing, man?
I've just repaired the toaster, sir. Well, I've nearly repaired the toaster.
Oh, no, man. Dismantle him. You don't know what a little bleeder's like.
Well, I've read all the documentation, sir. He's simply a talking alarm clock who provides his owner with early morning toast and light conversation.
Not this one. This one's mental.
Sir?
He's defective. He wants everyone to eat toast all of the time. He's obsessed with it. And if you don't want to eat, like, 400 rounds of toast every hour, he throws a major wobbly. That's what caused the accident in the first place.
What accident?
The accident involving me, the toaster, the waste disposal, and a 14-pound lump hammer.
That explains why he was down in the garbage hole in 3,000 separate pieces.
And another reason, he always says howdy-doodly-do. Drives you spare. I mean, what the smeg does howdy-doodly-do mean?
Yeah, well, just trust me, sir. My motives will become clear.
Howdy doodly do. How's it going? I'm Talkie. Talkie Toaster, your chirpy breakfast companion. Talkie's the name, toasting's the game. Anyone like any toast?
Look, I don't want any toast, and he doesn't want any toast. In fact, no one around here wants any toast. Not now, not ever. No toast.
How about a muffin?
Or muffins. We don't like muffins round here. We want no muffins, no toast, no tea cakes, no buns, baps, baguettes or bagels, no croissants, no crumpets, no pancakes, no potato cakes, and no hot cross buns, and definitely no smeg and flapjacks.
Ah, so you're a waffle man.
You see what he's like? He winds me up, man. There's no reasoning with him.
If you'll allow me, sir, as one mechanical to another, he'll understand me. Now, you listen here. You will not offer any grilled bread products to any member of the crew. Now, if you do, you will be on the receiving end of a very large polo mallet.
Can I ask just one question?
Of course.
Would anyone like any toast?
Did you hear what I just said?
Yes, but I thought you might have changed your mind in the meantime.
You see what he's like? We haven't changed our mind.
No toast!
But I'm a toaster. It is my raison d'etre. I toast, therefore I am.
Red Dwarf is the best show on TV. The Hippie wants your magnificent questions. Email him at 2zillionhippie@gmail.com. Call him on the Skype phone, Zillion Hippie is his address. Catch his shows at Podomatic. Thanks for listening. Stay groovy.